Hey guys, and we're back with our Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. And I'm Tasia.
I'm Pauline.
And I'm Ravina.
And we're here with some, you know, interesting news. Gotta always keep it interesting for you guys. In this case, well, you know, actually, how are you guys doing today?
Thank you for us.
You know, I wanted to, you know, let me ask you, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
Could be better, could be worse, so well.
So well.
Got Dr. Seuss over here.
Yeah, I know. With her rhymes. Are you going to add some colors
into
those?
I'm just a tad bit hungry.
I'm so hungry.
A tad bit. Girl, I was literally going to say the same thing. I'm starving.
I want, like, I don't know.
I got some fettuccine Alfredo in the fridge right now that I can't wait to
get. Girl. That is literally my favorite dish.
The passion.
They're having a moment. Yeah, they're having a moment right now. Tasia,
yeah, if you guys
is looking
the
at
look
Ravina
in my face,
like they
like,
were meant
that
to
was
be.
Love right
she
there.
Was like, you get me. You
right?
Complete me.
You just said, you just
magic.
Said it for me, you know?
Yeah, I went to Cheesecake Factory yesterday and it was great. So,
speaking of someone, you know, doing it for you.
Lord.
You know,
where is this going, Tasia?
Yes.
Weddings, that's where it's going. To the wedding. The I do's.
What a transition.
The
what
I do's.
A transition.
May I say.
The I do's. So,
if you like it,
put a ring on it.
Like the Queen said. She
definitely.
She told y'all what to do. I mean, it's really simple. It's literally a one-step process.
Commands.
So,
yes. And what I find interesting is that when Paper Magazine first purported this story that we're letting you guys know about, is that they were putting Beyonce's wedding as well into it. You know, I think it was the simple fact that this girl, Melissa Molinaro,
mm-hmm.
She is a dancer.
Yep.
She is also an actress,
yeah,
singer, model. All those
she's a, yeah,
artists,
she got it all.
Whole nine things.
Mm-hmm.
She, if some of you may know her from, she was on Making the Band. She tried to audition for that. She was
as
also
well as
Pussycat Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And now in today's day on social media, she has her own clothing line where she models for retail clothes as well as, you know, just being a dancer and trying to get her
right.
career up and it started. So she just got married this past weekend.
Congratulations, and Melissa.
Yes. Congratulations to your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So many blessings. Hopefully.
Congratulations to your man. He's a lucky guy.
Yes.
I know.
Right? Especially for this performance.
Yeah,
that
we
she
saw
put on,
just how lucky he is.
Just how lucky he is. Mm-hmm. She put on a performance and she asked some of her closest girlfriends who are also dancers in the industry as well as up and coming singers to put on this performance with her. She did it kind of like a single ladies.
Yeah, at three, the reception.
At the reception, three of them together.
Mm-hmm.
And she put on this whole performance right in front of her.
Yeah,
husband.
And it was, I liked how like she started out with like just the two background dancers and then like
she came
the
out.
More girls came out. So it was like all of them like, she,
yes.
She looked really good. She did
her,
I thought it was
a
lot of fun.
On.
Like
Beyonce
show.
Performance.
I was
literally.
Gonna say, yeah, like she, like if you, every, I think, and it was funny, I think a lot of people like this story because, well, and like the videos, because of course she looks very beautiful and you can tell she's having a lot of fun and that her friends are having a lot of fun and that her new husband is excited and enjoying himself as well. But then also the other side is that she gets to be Beyonce for a day. And like that day was all about her, you know?
Yes.
And it's like she just did it and she looks so good. She
so it was like one long performance.
Yeah, you know?
With
and like every
fans.
Girl, I don't know about every girl, but I would love, like, it just looks so much fun.
That's how I was going to say. I felt a little iffy about the performance because it was her wedding and it was like, girl, why are you doing all this at your wedding? But
why
at the same
not?
Time,
when
it was
you
like,
to,
it's your wedding.
Yeah, when are you supposed
that's
to do it?
That's when you want everybody's eyes to be on you. You're a performer.
Yeah,
you
and it's for your
you
man.
To perform.
Like,
you're spending
you
so much money
it.
On your hair, makeup, nails, lashes,
turn it
the
up.
Venue.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could do whatever
and,
you
and
want.
And they had the full-on Dancing with the Stars outfits.
Yeah, she looks really good. Her I loved how her tights were all nice and sprinkly.
Yes. They were. It was. And then to just see her husband just sitting there watching
and just enjoying. Yeah.
And just enjoying it.
And
it was all for him.
And I think that, of course, every wedding is a little bit different. And depending on, like, what you're into and what you like and, like, your common interest with whoever, like, your spouse. You know, like, this is, like, something that she's not only, like, known for, like, being a performer and dancing and things like that. But this is, like, her one. I'm sure one of the things that he loves about her.
you know, and supports her.
Yeah. And so she's able to put on display not only for like the guests that were there, but for him, you know, and like, right. And for him to enjoy her. And that was like her, not, I don't want to say just like only like gift to him, but like a performance for him, dedicated for him, you know.
And what's so cool and amazing, just as any artist coming up in the industry, Beyonce is somebody that is very looked up to. She's all around performer. She can completely sing like in so many different ranges. And then for a magazine company, like a big one, to, you know, shine a light on your big day, but then also put you in a category with Beyonce and give you, like you said, Pauline, your Beyonce moment.
Yeah.
And the magazine gave you that moment. Yeah. Not just, you know, everybody on social media.
And you can't say anything about it because, like, she looks good. And exactly. She did it. She did it. Like,
was bomb. Yeah. And everybody on social media puts out, like, oh, yeah, she did this dance. She, you know, she said she did. Her friends helped her, applaud her. But the fact that the magazine was, like, she had her Beyonce dance moment.
Right.
This is her Beyonce. Like, they made it look more like it was about Beyonce versus Melissa, but Melissa was Beyonce. Yeah, is what they were doing.
They're kind of taking away her credibility a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
Her spotlight.
Yeah, just in a sense.
And
a
she did dance
bit.
To other songs. It wasn't just the Beyonce songs.
Yeah, because a song that I personally watched, like some of the clips that I saw, she was dancing to Little Mo's Forever.
Right.
Yeah. So she just did like a really good performance. There was at least three different songs she performed.
And I love that she did upgrade you. I think that was fun.
That's kind of,
I know.
She upgraded him, I guess. So I don't know who your ex was, but I'm the upgrade.
I would love to do that. How fun.
I feel like I would fall, but even you think you'd be tired on your wedding and all this stuff, but she killed it.
Honestly, well, that's what the thing is. She's a performer at the end of the day. She is a performer. Yeah. She's an entertainer. She's a dancer. At the end of the day, that's what she's there to do. That's probably what was one of the most funnest parts about her wedding, was to see her man's reaction and then having the spotlight on
and
her.
Just enjoy him and things like that.
Because we did say at the beginning, even this is, it might not be too nice to say, but Melissa did audition for these up-and-coming groups and she didn't make it. So it to be your wedding day and everybody to be their eyes on you, everybody's watching you, she wanted to be that performer.
But
she
now
wanted to be that
now
spotlight.
What Beyonce is probably going to see this because it's viral, the Pussycat Dolls are probably going to see it, so now that everybody's going to see her hidden talent,
yeah,
maybe this
doors
is going
for
lead,
her
like Beyonce
it's
needs
lead
to have
better.
Her be her background dancer or something for sure.
this is gonna lead to an opportunity for her, and it was amazing.
I'm wondering, because I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't, because it is pretty viral now. It's been all week long. People have been watching it.
I'm definitely sure that she's going to have some type of being reached out by other people in the industry because of her talent that might not have been displayed as well in the past because of all the other ventures she was trying to get into. But the fact that this was her wedding day, it was all about her. Her talent was displayed. So, you know, let's put our talent on the pedestal.
Right. No, right. I agree. So she's having a lot of fun. Congratulations to her and her new hubby. Yes.
I'm going to start following her on Instagram now. I'm so intrigued.
I'm sure she, like, people are going to like
her. She's official. She's verified on Instagram.
She's very pretty, too. Very pretty.
Yeah, she's cute.
And,
she seems
with
fun.
The fact that I said, you know, she has retail. She's very stylish, like, fashion forward. So definitely somebody that you would want to follow on Instagram.
Yeah, she's cute.
And, you know,
she really is cute. She
seems
cute.
Like she's cute.
I wonder. And, like, well, and then I did see some of her wedding pictures, which were very beautiful as well.
Yes. And that's why, like, that's why I was saying they were dressed as complete Dancing with the Stars outfits and, like, you know, the ivory or the white gowns, but they were like shorter to be able to dance in, but it was still a wedding day with her tights being all sparkly. It showed that they were dancing at a wedding, you know.
Yeah,
so cool.
So that's gonna do it for right now. We're gonna cut it to a quick break, but when we come back, we're gonna talk to you about some scandalous things happening with Wells Fargo, as well as some other things throughout this episode. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. We will be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between. That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. And since Pauline just let you guys know, we're here to tell you about some scandalous news.
Some scammers.
Some
real scammers.
And it's always with big money. Like, big money. Like, last time we talked about, you know,
Alicia Keys' husband with $1 million car.
Yes.
Girl, you are in my mind.
Yes. So, something that's not good news about Wells Fargo at all. So you guys have heard about those recent reports how Wells Fargo made all those fake accounts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because
we're opening fake accounts on the behalf of their clients.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And some of the employees were doing this to make their own quota, their sales quota. Just making a whole bunch of actual customers that were
using actual customers of information Wells Fargo
and just making new accounts.
And sometimes even charging people fees and things for these fake accounts.
Yeah, because Wells Fargo has a lot of little hidden fees sometimes.
Yeah, and so customers were getting hit with fees or you know, having accounts open under their name a lot of times without them even knowing. And so they had no idea like this was happening. And a lot of times, like, if you're and I get why some people probably didn't catch on that something was amiss, because if you're getting charged for an account when you, like, if you are a current Wells Fargo banker, like, you bank with them.
I wouldn't think twice.
Yeah, you're getting a fee or something's amiss, you know, like, they're telling you, like, something's wrong with your account or something. You think that it's correct, because it'd be different. Like, if it was me, I don't bank with Wells Fargo and I get something from Wells Fargo, I'm like, okay, this is wrong. Wrong person, you know. But if you are, you know,
some people
don't think
twice about all the little hidden fees or
sometimes banks will like deduct from your account whether you like it or not, and then they'll send you a letter, oh, by the way, you were charged this.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Overdraft fee or whatever it is, you know, that happens. But okay, so that was like the backstory. So what's happening now?
So what happened was now is that the CEO of Wells Fargo, John Stumpf, is being forced to give up $41 million in stock exchanges from them, as well as their exec for the company itself that oversaw all these fake accounts being made. Carrie Tolstead, she's being forced to give up $19 million. And she has to repay that money back. Mind you, of course she has to repay that money. Mm-hmm. You were in charge.
You knew what was happening.
You knew what was going on.
That's minimum. Honestly, I think that they should pay back a lot more, because what is $19 million?
They're playing the people.
$19 million is a lot of money, yes. Mm-hmm. To them, no. This is just $41 million in stocks. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have more assets elsewhere.
So,
they need to pay back, like, the people that were wrongly charged or whatever other situations occurred to their, like, innocent people under this. I think, honestly, it happens a lot with big time companies and things. So then you don't want to trust them. And then
they're not being reprimanded for their problems.
Right.
Even on me watching an interview with Bernie Sanders, he spoke about this problem and the fact that why are people being imprisoned and taken to jail for marijuana charges, but then not, you know, actually being
like fraud.
Yeah. And not actually being charged for fraud and not actually being having jail sentences of this. And this is different coming out of things. Bernie Sanders' mouth.
Yeah.
He's the one who said that. So that's very interesting. The fact that, okay, yeah, they pay
just
this
pay
fine.
It back.
They got, they pay the money. Sure. Like you said, Pauline, they have the money to pay back, but then that's it. That's the end of it. Nothing else is going to happen. You know, where these people fired from their jobs? Like, what then now happened in regard? What are you guys' sales quota? Other things have to be done in regards to this situation.
And it makes you kind of like wonder how like the sales structure there to where employees are feeling that they need to do this to meet sales quotas, you know, and things like that, that they are resorting to something so drastic and so just I don't know, because I know that getting sales and things are a big deal, especially in certain jobs. It can affect like your actual job, like
whether
you can
stay
get
or
fired.
Go.
Yeah, yeah. It can determine that. So I get that. But for employees to feel that, you know, they have to sneak around and have to do something undercover, yeah,
and the fact
to
that
keep
they don't even
job,
know how many people
this
were
happened
exactly
with. Yes.
Affected. There's no, like, because I guess, and that makes sense, because on a normal day, like, I've worked in retail stores. I have no idea on a normal basis how many people you talk to or deal with on just one day. You
yeah.
talk to over 100 people sometimes in just one sitting. So imagine if you weren't keeping track of all these different things that you're just adding into all these different people's accounts and doing all this different stuff. That's so sad that even, you know, they have no idea. That's why I guess there's so much money involved in it, $19 million, $41 million, because they don't even know how many people were actually affected, because it's still people coming out. Like, people like you, probably you don't have a Wells Fargo account, but like, I have one, but I don't necessarily use it. So for all I know, I don't even know that I was affected, mm-hmm. put it that way. You know, it's people aren't mm-hmm. paying as much attention to these little things sometimes, so I'm sure this is going to be going on for a few
yeah,
years, because
it's gonna take a while to clean up.
Yeah,
this.
Take a while to clean up, and just banks in general with just today's market, you know, you got to keep things up. Like banks like Bank of America, you know, mm-hmm. is going into you know, bankruptcy in certain means. So, you know, you just don't want you to happen to keep forfeit all this money and then you losing endorsements from other companies, because I know that the CEO didn't just have to pay that money back. He also lost other compensations in
right.
regards to rewards and stocks given to Wells Fargo because
should.
Of this situation. Yeah, exactly. Which
Do you
should.
Guys think that the employees that were involved should have to pay too, or they should all be fired?
Because, yeah, you're opening a fake account.
Yeah, exactly. No,
but wait, we have to think about it. Who authorized them to open up these fake accounts?
But they were participating in an illegal act themselves.
Yeah, was it? But my thing
you're
is,
you're knowingly
like,
participating and voluntarily participating
yeah, but
in something because you're worried about your quota.
Like, what if you didn't know? Like, what if your manager was telling you to do something? You didn't necessarily know exactly
okay.
what was going on when you were making okay. all these different things.
Like, they
and
were just saying,
then
for,
it's like,
the,
for
this,
our
this, this,
store,
complete
we
this.
Need to make this quota. So you guys need to complete this and do this. So that's why I'm like, you need to know what was going on. Because at the same time, I don't know.
Okay, I don't work in a bank, but if somebody asked me to open a fake account, I know something's wrong.
No,
how
but
Tayshia
was, I think, well, what
you don't
I'm
know if
interpreting.
It's fake, you don't know what your
yeah,
boss is telling
you, were just
you to
perhaps,
do and make
I see the intimidation
stuff.
Factor.
Well,
you
yeah.
see someone
perhaps,
successful
perhaps
telling
the,
you what to do.
You know, your manager, supervisor, whatever, mm-hmm. your upper is saying, oh, this client came in, you need to open up this account for this amount.
Yeah, that
yeah.
could have been the case.
Exactly.
I
you don't know any
yeah,
of the
yeah,
information
yeah.
And,
behind
and
it.
And you're not going to ask people about accounts, really, depending on your level and, like, your clearance. You're going to just say,
you're
okay.
just going to do what you're told
you know,
and
like,
make what you're supposed
you're
to.
You're handed a folder that says complete this stuff for the client. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you personally didn't meet the client,
yeah.
but you're assuming... I could see how
because I'm looking at it. I'm looking at
if
it in a way.
That, yeah.
When I used to work at retail stores, we do compete for quotas within yeah. our own like coworkers,
yeah.
but you compete within other stores.
Yeah, like
as
the
well,
district,
other regions.
The region. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. We have no idea what the owner of that specific Wells Fargo's were telling their management, their teams, you know, down through the chain of what you're supposed to do in regards to making all these fake accounts. Because it's a lot of fake accounts and a lot of money. So it's not like it's just a few people who were, you know,
right.
being illegal and like, oh, we're going to make these fake accounts. We're about to get more money. No,
that's
this was
on.
A nationwide thing in regards to Wells Fargo as a company. So that's why I'm saying it had to come up from somewhere higher up in the company for the CEO now and the execs to have to be paying them back. Like this was authorized going down in
right.
the companies to do this. And at least in my personal opinion, that's
they're
going
to have to clear a lot of checks back to these people.
For sure. Oh gosh, right?
All those fees. So in other news, the creator, one of the founding fathers of our, I would honestly go as far as to say, is our modern technology lifestyle.
Definitely. Even when you watch the movie Jobs, just all that, like just
yes.
the way it started.
So Mr. Steve Jobs, we have just recently come up upon his 5-year anniversary of his death
yes.
this past week. And so many people, of course, know him most rightfully so, is through his Apple products and how he changed the way that we look at products, the way that we market products, the way products that we use and why we want to use them and for what reasons, whether it be for the, you know, minimalist and modern factor, as well as the fact that you can sync. I personally, well, I have an iPhone and things like that, and I just like that I can sync it across different devices, like that part I love.
Yes, I literally even have this random just little speaker that I use to take a shower with and stuff, to like listen to music in the shower, and my phone just automatically syncs to it. Bluetooth and how, just goes
and on like the notebooks, like the Air and things like that, using metal versus plastic. I know that Steve Jobs, one of his like main things was like aesthetics and like the way things look, and so he kind of like pioneered that and actually caring about what our devices look like and what was deemed cool and what was not, as well as like music. And it's interesting because like when you think of him, like you think more of like the Apple brand, but then you have to also think of how he influenced all other outlets through the Apple brand and like Apple Music, which, you know, over 200, I think, million users on Apple Music. And like every day more people are adding Apple Music, and different artists are coming to Apple Music and streaming through Apple Music. So, and even the way that Drake's we listen,
big Apple Music artist.
Yeah, even the way that we listen to music, you know, with the iPod, the iconic, you know, with the roller, and then going to the touchscreen. And now, I mean, he wasn't here for this
the
part.
iPhone 7 just but dropped.
Now, yeah, having wireless headphones and like no jack on the phone. So they've continued in his like,
his footsteps,
his vision of,
of,
you know, being renovation, really forward things, and trying new things and setting the bar, even if people at first are afraid of it in a way. Because, you know, I know everybody was freaking out about the jackless iPhone 7 and things like that.
Still,
so headphone jack, whatever.
Unnecessary to do that. It's just not nice.
Some people's toes are still stepped on.
Well,
as
because
you can see.
In my opinion, because it's like, how dare you not make a jack, but then make people have to pay an extra $100 for the earphones
to
use them. Like,
well, that's what they did with the chargers too when they upgraded. Like, they didn't keep the old ones and they made like the smaller chargers.
But you're gonna do it. People are, it didn't stop people from buying the iPhone.
No, and I'm sure 7. A lot of people who don't have the 6 are gonna, I mean, don't have the 7 that do have the 6 still are going to buy those earphones because they're compatible with anything.
Yeah, so he has definitely changed and influenced the way that we listen to music, download music, our devices that we use. There's even some companies that are only Apple companies. So there's a lot of ways that he's influenced how we interact and talk with one another. So with that, we're going
an
to
interesting oh uh-huh. I just want to share no, an interesting yeah, yeah. fact. Go ahead. So Forbes actually just tweeted out a couple days ago that 5 years after Steve Jobs, Apple is still ahead of Google. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So, you know,
people
rest
are
easy,
because
Mr.
that's
Jobs,
just people are very in tune with those up to date, you know, technology.
Yeah. And always moving forward. So, and with that, we're going to cut it to a break real quickly. And when we come back, we have some fun, if not disappointing news for some Drake fans about Drake. So we'll be right back. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. And so we wanted to end this episode discussing Drake. Now, Drake has been dominating all summer 16, literally.
he said he was. So, he literally said all summer 16.
All summer 16.
Playing dirty, not clean.
No.
Oh, got a rapper in the house.
Bars. And so he has just recent. Okay, so we have two kind of like most recent current news coming out. So he recently put out a statement saying that he was going to have to postpone some shows on this last like leg of the Summer 16 tour due to an ankle injury that he has been dealing with and that just needs to heal. So he's been.
On a side note, I just seen him in concert like 2 weeks ago now. Or last week. Uh-huh. It's not like he's jumping around doing backflips. But Drake, pull up a chair and sit down and sing.
He better not sit in a chair. In his defense, you guys, he's running around a little bit.
He does be running.
And he has had problems with his legs in the past where he's gotten surgery and had to just sit and do a performance and stuff. So
I never knew about the surgeries.
No, yeah, there's been.
I thought you were talking about Jimmy.
No. Not Jimmy in the wheelchair.
I thought she was going to take it to Jimmy.
No, do you guys, it was like a legit award show where he was hurt. And I think it was probably when.
I wonder if it's the same kind of like when, like, problem. Nothing was like the same. Lingering
yeah,
problem.
When Nothing Was the Same album came out, when he performed, he was sitting down because he hurt himself.
Oh.
So he was hurt and had to do surgery for that. So for all we know.
Drake got a chill.
Like you said, it's a reoccurring problem. Like, you know, when you tear your ACL, it reoccurs again in the future sometimes.
Yes. It can be some lingering
so
problem.
So you don't want to feel damage stupid, it more. Not able to, like you said, you better not do a show and you just sitting down. I do not want
to
see
If I show
this.
Up to a Drake show and he's sitting down.
He can't
down.
Even do his like Hotline Bling dance, you know, if he's sitting down.
He didn't do it last weekend. So maybe he was in pain and now it's just kind of.
Now Ravina feels bad.
Yeah. See?
Sorry, boo.
Now he's finally he's finally letting us know, you know, I'm sorry, everyone. I've been trying to stick it out with this hurt leg. Right. But I need to sit down.
I'm sure he will make it up to them. Perhaps with different artists coming out. I don't know. So if you are one of the shows that got postponed, I feel bad for you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he'll make it up.
Summer 16 is over, but you'll still get your
I don't know.
Well, he might show up to your university, right?
So Drake University wanting Drake to visit Drake University. They even had like hashtags and things. Students made a variety of different like clothing things to wear with different sayings to
and because of
get
Drake yourself,
to Drake.
Don't wear my university's, even though it has your name on it, shirt and not come to my school.
He's been,
like, don't wear my jersey and not come.
How you gonna rep us and you've never even stepped on
our
campus? Exactly. And so they've been trying to get him to come to campus, and which he did. He did end up going to Drake University, but he went at night. And honestly, a lot of people are like, why would you go at night? But because when I was in college, I didn't really sleep.
Yeah. And he went to a sorority house.
He did go to.
So
he
you know
a
them
couple
girls
sorority
were awake
houses.
And
well, he went to a couple sorority houses as well and was knocking on the door. And it was kind of funny because if you go on Twitter, you can kind of follow this story as well.
He said that they were all asleep.
But yeah, people were asleep, as well as there was a girl, a sorority girl, who was inside the Theta house. And she was actually texting one of her friends, I think another sorority sister, like, oh my gosh, somebody's like ringing on the doorbell. Somebody's knocking on the door. They've been knocking like, I think it was like 9 times or something.
Yeah, and he was begging to be let in.
Yeah, and she was, and they thought that it was like clowns. Like it was like, because there's been
those
talks
reports
of
the
like,
clowns,
clowns
is not funny,
and
guys.
And so since it's like a sorority house, like they didn't open the door like to just anyone, so nobody's
late at night.
Okay, but my thing is too, so nobody checked the door though, like they don't have like
yeah
a
they don't
hole?
Have a door hole
they, there's that's windows a, y'all could have looked outside
well,
the window.
Okay, and my thing is like I'm just taking myself back to when I was in college and stuff like that.
If someone's knocking at my door, I'm be like, who is at the door and why are you at my door? And
I'm gonna
need
you
to
open
stop
up my window and look down and see.
Even if it was a clown, I'm gonna yell from inside the house, yes. Get away from my door, quit
right.
knocking
or
on my door,
call
the,
like
cops.
The cops or something.
Something, I would have checked on
so
it.
So he went to a variety of different sorority houses and nobody let, but okay, or
but
granted,
the problem is,
granted.
He did it at 2:30 in the morning.
That is not late though in college years.
It's not, he probably
it's
just finished a concert.
Late. And
he's
like my thing
down.
Is to perhaps, the only thing that I can say on this in their defense is maybe the sorority houses have rules that after a certain time, you're not allowed to open the door for male guests or for anyone. I don't know. unless you have like a key card to get in, you know what I'm saying? Or somebody
invites. Don't colleges usually have somebody that lives in to oversee?
Or like an RA and things like that. So I don't know.
Yeah,
that's my only defense for Drake University. Other than that, y'all missed out.
Yeah, they really did, because the fact that they were like, there was tweets of the text message these girls were having, talking about how, oh my God, someone's banging on the door, someone's ringing the doorbell, oh my God, it happened six times, oh my God, I'm freaking out, I'm gonna hide in the kitchen.
But
the
nobody
kitchen's right by the door, you're not even gonna like see who it is, nothing, you know.
And so, honestly, knowing me, I would have just been irritated. I've been like, somebody check that, or else I'm gonna go down there and I'm just gonna like go off. And can you imagine opening the door, like swinging the door open, like, leave us alone, and then it's Drake.
And then for the actual sorority, Kappa Alpha Theta Twitter to tweet out that they were sorry and they apologized to Drake for and not answering
next
the door.
Time we'll
they
open
thought
it.
You were a murderer. Sorry, catch you next time.
That's so funny. Drake would do that in Drake fashion, like, yo, I came, you was not there.
Yeah, exactly. I came and you didn't come. You didn't show.
So now, anytime there's a knock on the door, it could be a clown, but they'll run an answer.
But oh just God, in case, it could be Drake. You never know.
Next time, it's going to be a clown. Watch.
No, guys.
I'm just kidding.
So that's actually going to do it for this episode of the Social Media News Podcast. So Tasia, let them know where they can find us.
And you can find us at gsmcpodcast.com, which is our network site. Mm-hmm. You can also find us on Google Play, Stitchers, SoundCloud, as well as iTunes.
Yep.
And you can follow us on Instagram. No, not Instagram.
Well,
follow
I mean, us. If you want to follow Tasia,
if you want to follow
Instagram.
You follow me on Instagram.
A-Tash.
Yeah.
Hey, Tash. You know, that's her handle. A-Y-Y. A-Tash.
But you can follow us on Twitter as well
she
as like us on Facebook.
Up anyways.
You could probably follow us to Cheesecake Factory, because Tasia and Pauline are hungry. And I think that we need to go get some fettuccine.
Cheesecake Factory.
I know. Ravina, she ended it with that good mindset. No, right?
It's Friday. We're going to eat good.
Yes.
Also, as Drake says, why you got to fight with me a cheesecake?
I'm over it.
And that brings us to the end of our Golden State Media Social Media News Podcast. And
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.